Welcome, friends, to the Reality of Health podcast. It's that time of year, isn't it? Today we're going to talk about spring colds and flus. We'll be covering the basics. It's not a full, in-depth, super detailed episode. If you want that, I already did an episode last fall on colds and flus. Go ahead and listen to that. We're going to talk about, you know, the stuffy head, fever, mucus, snot, slight coughing, rundown feeling, itchy nose, itchy eyes, itchy whatever. We're not going to talk about, you know, the expelling kind where you vomit and stuff comes out of other areas. And then I'll talk about kids and how to keep them from being sick at the end of this episode. This all applies to everybody, but I'll end it with the kids. And let me preface this first. This is not about viruses and bacteria making you sick. These are the real reasons you actually get sick. This is not about contagion. I spoke about that in the past couple episodes. This is really just about a more basic functionality of your body. First thing you got to realize is this time of the year, your circadian rhythm is changing, and it's changing quickly, especially if you're in a time zone change area. That'll really mess you up. Basically, sunshine changes your body internally by structuring more of your water. It also stimulates cleansing. So the sun is saying to your body, it's spring, time to clean out. Let's get ready for summer. We got to grow. We got to change. We got to do stuff. So that's your first one. What can you do? Not much. You can't really control the sun. I mean, you can a little bit. The best way you could do that is start getting in the sun slowly. It's so easy to just run outside in shorts and a t-shirt and get all the sun you can. Problem with that is you will jumpstart really quickly. The body's mechanism to say, oh, I got all this sun. I can do all kinds of cool stuff with this. So you could wear thin clothing to block some of the sun, then ease into full exposure over a few weeks. Most everything that I tell people to do is go slow, because when your body reacts quickly to anything, you're going to feel it. This is one of the things that you could slow down. There's no hurry. Wear the thinner type clothes. I mean, you can buy a lot of this stuff all over the place. There's tons of online stores that sell very thin coverings for your arms and this kind of stuff. The next thing that'll get you is the temperature change. Yep, that is another indicator to your body. Time to clean out. You could use the same advice I just gave you for the sunlight situation. You can layer. You know, don't just wear one heavy piece of clothing. Wear a light piece of clothing and another light piece on top of that. And then as the day goes, you can remove them a little bit. It's the same situation as the sun. Slow down with the temperature. But you should especially protect your neck. Chinese medicine talks about this. So you could use a light scarf, or guys, you can use a collar. Just keep a collar up there. The back of the neck is highly exposed to cool and warm temperatures, and that can really change the body's reaction to wanting to clean up and get ready for summer. Next, the energy changes are going on all the time now, more than they did when you were all hibernating. When you come out of hibernation, your body's like, yeehaw, let's start doing stuff, right? Want to grow and birth and do all kinds of things. You're going to want to go outside more. You start to play a sport. There's yard work, stuff around the house. You go for more walks, all these kinds of things. And you're ramping up too quickly. So what you can do is ramp up your stuff you do outside slowly. Don't just run outside the first warm day and do 5 hours of yard work. You're going to get sick. I guarantee it. Go outside. Do 10 minutes, go back inside, do some stuff, go outside for 5 minutes, this kind of thing. Acclimate yourself. Probably the biggest reason that people get sick this time of year is pollen. But you might say, Eric, I'm not actually allergic to pollen. Oh, you don't think you are, but you probably are. We all pretty much are, just some people feel it more than others because they can create more histamine, or you have naturally high histamine in your body, so all it takes is a little bump, and then there you go. Full-fledged sneezing, itching, everything. There is no pollen, basically, in the winter, so people feel better. who are allergic to many things. Unless it's mold, then you can have a lot of mold in the winter. What can you do, though? There is an enzyme called DAO, diamine oxidase. You can buy this in a supplement form. It is the only thing that tears down histamine. So instead of blocking histamine from antagonizing you, you can also kill it. Kill it. Just nullify it. Eat it up. Get rid of it. Bring it under normal levels, right? All it takes is just an amount to make it not affect you. Everybody's different on how much will affect them. DAO enzyme. Awesome stuff. And because it's a histamine thing, you should limit your consumption of all your aged foods. Anything aged. Cheeses. Aged meats. Sausages. Anything processed. Go very clean, fresh. Don't do leftovers. Maybe even look up online high histamine foods and avoid those. So that means you should be doing more animal food right now, less plants. Awesome for histamine would be to do homeopathic remedies. They've got singles and then they got compilations for all kinds of situations, but they do really well with colds and flus and sinus conditions and all this kind of thing. Singles, they can be taken once a day or multiple times a day, as much as you want. Especially if you're prone to pollen allergies, then start early and take a combo product like BioAllers, BioAllers. They've got a full range of allergenic homeopathic remedies, and they work. If you're going to use homeopathic remedies, then you need to make sure your mouth is clean and don't use it for 30 minutes after you've done anything. Got to wait that 30 minutes, then you can use it. The other reason people get sick is it's psychosomatic. We talked about that one recently. Just by thinking you're going to get sick, you can get sick. So if you say, oh, I always get sick this time of year, well, you just set yourself up. Don't assume you're going to get sick. Don't even tell yourself you're going to get sick. Tell yourself you're not going to get sick. Think about how you are healthy and perfectly fine all day long. Your thoughts and emotions can make you sick. It is a fact. They do it all the time in studies to prove that the mind can make you sick. I explained recently how you're a crystalline structure water being, and you can imprint that thought of being sick, and it will make you sick. No such thing as a virus or a bacteria that causes you to get sick. Nada, no way, zero proof, never done it. So you can also meditate, or you can pray, stating that you are thankful and strong for not getting sick. Thoughts like that can make you feel great and keep you from getting sick. The nastiest way you get sick is the body trying to clean itself. Toxins in all areas of your life. Your body's like, all right, spring, time to clean it out. And it's trying to push it out and you're going to feel it. But Eric, the whole family? How would the whole family get sick at the same time? Well, that very reason, plus psychosomatic. Y'all could have been eating the same food, doing certain things together, and it stimulates everybody to get sick. So many cases of families all getting sick and only to find out that they all did the same thing together, like swim in a body of water, or they stayed in the same hotel room, or any number of things. So if it's not a toxin, it's probably psychosomatic. Well, little Johnny got sick, so that means everyone in the household is going to get sick. Boom, y'all do. So what can you do if it is a toxin? Well, how about prepare, just in case it would be, and or any of these other reasons that I'm speaking about, you can take echinacea, small amount each day for a couple months until the spring changes over. It's very gentle. You can use it every day. You're not doing it all year, so don't listen to people tell you, oh, you got to take a break. Don't worry about that. You should eat more animal foods, less plants and carbs and sugar at this time. Insulin makes everything worse. So if you're going to do things like wheat, that gluten, that'll amplify every single thing you're feeling, and it can trigger you into getting sick. If your body's fighting the toxins that come from plants, yes, plants are full of toxins, and trying to clean itself out at the same time, that's a problem. If you get a fever, it's just the body ridding itself of these toxins by heating it up And then that thins that structured water and the mucus in your body, and it helps you to excrete the toxin, just like that. If you have a way to do salt baths, oh yeah, those work fantastic. And if it is a toxin cleansing time for you, then get out in the sun. You want to sweat. If you have a sauna, it's even better. Slow down. Rest. Don't just sit still, but do what you can. Stagnation doesn't help you, but you don't want to do too much. So to sum up, if you want to take a drug, you can, but no, it'll stop the cleansing of your body trying to heal itself and just push it deeper. Then it can manifest itself into other ways like cancer, autoimmune conditions, year-long allergies, muscle pain, weakness, headaches, and on and on. So if you can handle it, let it take its course. You will be better for it. All right, what about kids, Eric? They should be on Echinacea every day from now till the end of school. It's cheap. It's easy. Comes in a dropper. You can add it to the water. It's flavored even. Just don't use juice. Juice is just straight liquid sugar, and it makes everything worse for kids. And of course, definitely homeopathy for kids. They respond very, very well to it. And the little pellets just taste like sugar, so they're fine. Take it every day till school's out. Lots of different products you can give kids that are homeopathic. They work really good for them. Why not try it? Those two things will keep them from getting sick and make them healthier by helping to slowly clean the blood and the body. That's it for today. Please subscribe or follow if you haven't. Take care of yourselves.